Welcome to today's Wrenchcott Village. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Head of schools at Pella Christian Grade School, David DeGrotenheist, joins us on today's program to preview the 2016-17 academic year.
When you look at the work that's been done over the summer, a lot of people continue to notice a lot of changes to the physical space here at Pella Christian Grade School. What is some of the latest surrounding that expansion project as you move ahead into the next academic year?
We're really excited about the progress that's been made throughout this summer. The portable classrooms were placed in June, but finally now we're finishing up the electrical and the plumbing and the putting the technology and getting the classroom, the whiteboards installed and those things. Our third grade and fourth grade, so our Spanish immersion third grade and one of our fourth grade English classrooms are going to be in the portable building. And then a couple weeks ago, we finished the demolitions that took place throughout the summer with a large Victorian that's north of school. After several families considered moving that, it just was not a financially feasible option. So the decision was made to demolition it. And so all the homes around the north and the west of school have been demolished. And the property just west of school is now going to be, we're going to be putting some gravel down. So there'll be some additional parking spaces as we anticipate the start of construction next year.
Well, and as you look ahead now to school starting, you got the new expanded classroom space. I guess what have you been hearing right now from some of your staff about things that they're working on and things that even students and parents are excited about coming into the next year that might be new here at Pella Christian Grade School?
Yeah, staff has been in our building the past couple of weeks. Obviously, when August 1 hits, you begin to see classrooms coming to life, teachers putting classrooms together. We just finished up our summer school program. This year was the first year we offered a summer school program to students who had some needs in literacy. That was exciting. We're excited about the data we received from that, and we're looking forward to that first assessment. We're expanding our technology device per student program to grades 4 through 8 this year. We've been a 6 through 8 iPad, and this year we're going to be getting Chromebooks in grades 5 through 8. And then in grade 4, we're going to have iPads. In grades 6 through 8, students are going to have, as they've had in the past, the opportunity to take their Chromebooks home. And in grades 4 and 5, they'll stay at school. So I'm sure our students, parents, and teachers are anxious and looking forward to what that program is going to look like and how it's going to change instructional practices at Pella Christian Grade School.
Well, a year ago, we had the chance to talk to you, and you were still pretty new to the job, transitioning into the head of schools role that you're sitting in now. When you look at how the past year has gone, now heading into this academic year, what are the things now that you're working on, now that you have a full year under your belt, and now that you've really been able to work with all the students and staff for a year in your current role?
Yeah, a year ago, when I stepped into this role, you know, the big question we were facing, increasing enrollment every year, we're adding a classroom, and we really had a space issue, and there was real no consensus built about what direction we're going in. Looking back a year and now where we're at today, we have a strong direction. You can see a lot of progress has happened in the past year, and yeah, our building project committee is now looking at taking that next step of going to bid documents with our architect, FRK, and and then getting more granular with the building design project. What kind of technology do we want in the classrooms? What do we want the classrooms to look like? Just getting much more specific about what classes and what rooms are going to look like in our building.
Now, for parents who may have new kids coming to the district all the way up through 8th grade and then that new crop of kindergartners, what are the things that they really should be thinking about now as school gets started from your perspective, and what are the things that you guys are trying to do to help maybe some of those new students come in and be welcome to the district?
Honestly, as we begin gathering, starting up this school year, you know, summer begins to wind down, getting students on schedules for a normal school day, you know, sleep patterns begin to change. And just having those opportunities. We have an open house the day before school starts. Those are great opportunities for kids to come in, find their desk, put their supplies in their desk, meet their teachers. We have a lot of teachers who spend time with parents prior to and students, and we're doing testing of our new students. You know, part of our mission statement is challenging students to develop their individual God-given gifts for a life of service in God's kingdom. So when we do get new students, we work to get them tested so that we know who they are and what their needs are and what opportunities and what strengths they have. And we share that information and work with our teachers to really get started off on the right foot when school begins.
Once again, that was Pella Christian Grade School Head of Schools, David DeGrotenheis. That concludes today's Rentschkat Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.